But, like, you can just go... I used to be a wooden pole fan. And what I would do to get into tighter quarters... Because you just... You find yourself rolling in a hallway and you're like, bang, 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 bang. I'd cut them short. Mm-hmm. I'd cut them down to 2 foot. Mm-hmm. And I was fine with that and I loved it forever.
I like those too.
Forever.
Yeah.
Forever they were my favorite things because I'm cheap. So it was like, you know, $5. That's what I would do. And I'd say, go out to my chop saw and cut it.
It's like a wooden dowel.
Yeah, exactly. Basically. Well, it's a wooden... It's a paint roller pole. Right. Right. But it's got the attachment for... Yeah. Well, so... I ended up splurging and spending, I want to say it's like $25-$30, but I paint all the time for an adjustable roller pole. It's metal, it's 2 foot long, you extend it up, it goes to 4 foot, it is
really
amazing. And I love it. And it's super light, it's not, you know, it's one of my favorite little things that I bought, because I do paint a lot, and it, like, it helps my back, it's like, I have shoulder problems, and... I guess if you're a DIYer or whatever, it's no big deal. You don't paint all that often. But if you're a DIYer who happens to play tennis and have a shoulder problem, I highly recommend doing the growing the adjustable pole. So that was like a lot of non-useful information.
No, that's fine. Because I might pull that in as a tip somewhere else.
Of course, also sandpaper. You can buy a pack of sandpaper that has three different grits. Usually they're formulated for process sanding, a heavy grit all the way down to a fine grit. You know,
the finer the grit.
The finer the grit,
the smoother the
surface. Yeah, the lower the number, the rougher the surface. I don't know, that's just good to have around. It's like every time you go to the hardware store, buy a sheet of sandpaper, it's 40 cents and you never want to run out. Because your studio mates will steal it and they'll be resentful for the rest of your life. What else is there?
Did we talk about screwdrivers or anything?
Yeah, I have a screwdriver. It has a bit on it that's a Phillips head on one side and flathead on the other side. It's not like the best tool, but it's nice just for something I can keep in my back pocket.
I actually use my handheld stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Because I live in an old building, and I have a lot of old